This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Atlanta's police chief has resigned, and protesters are attempting to block a major highway in the city hours after a black man was fatally shot by a police officer in a struggle following a field sobriety test. As AP's Julie Walker reports, authorities said the dead man had grabbed an officer's taser but was running away when he was shot.
The GBI says it started when Atlanta police were called to a Wendy's where 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was asleep in his car in the drive-thru. Customers had complained because they had to drive around him. When Brooks failed a sobriety test, police tried to arrest him but say he resisted. The GBI says officers then tried to tase him, but he grabbed the taser. That's when the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says police shot him. Videos posted to social media the night of the shooting show a small crowd gathered at the scene protesting the police shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
Anti-racism protests took place around the world on Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody last month in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In Britain, nationalist demonstrators clashed with police as thousands of people took to the streets. Supporters of Black Lives Matter demonstrated, as did groups branding themselves counter-demonstrators, some of whom were affiliated with right-wing and extreme right-wing organizations. Several thousand people denounced police violence in an anti-racism protest in central Paris Saturday. Protesters chanted "No justice, no peace," and some climbed the statue of Marianne, who personifies the French Republic, in the Place de République.